Well, on behalf of the Sunday school parents and the children up here, we welcome you again to our annual Sunday school program. This is the 11th one we've done at Trinity Church here. I think the first one, there were roughly 35 to 40 students in the Sunday school, and now I think there's over 100. I don't know if there's going to be over 100 here today. There's a few absent. Some are traveling to visit other grandparents in other states, but you can see it's grown exponentially, and for that we are very, very thankful too, to see God's blessing on our church in that way. Thanks especially goes to the teachers who worked on behalf of the parents this past summer for 10 weeks working with the children in Sunday school. I'll mention them. Chad Engelsma, he's not here this morning, but he's one. Terry Dykstra, Tim Blyenberg, Nate Price, Matt Dykstra, Ryan Richards, Stacy Pasteur, and Sam Van Dyke. The younger classes also were assisted by Kristen Prinz and Elizabeth Mashili and Brenda Grease, right? So thanks to them for working on your behalf this summer with the children. As you can tell, when the Sunday school grows in size like it has, we've decided to throw a different wrinkle in the program this year a bit, that most of these children will be sitting in the basement during the program. That frees up about 8 rows of pews here that normally would be taken by the children, and I think they're filled up, so that is probably a good decision to do that. So bear with us. We only had 1 week of practice to practice that going up and down. Hopefully it'll go fairly seamlessly, but have patience with us if it doesn't. Thanks also to those who've accompanied us this morning, Colleen with the prelude, and Chris will accompany us shortly on the organ, and Luann Skipper will be accompanying all the children while they're singing. After the program is done, I think it's probably going to be wise if the children, when they exit the auditorium, go right down into the basement. There's several chairs set up there already, so there'll be a package for you in the back. Once you get your package, go down the basement and your parents will find you then, okay? All right, before we begin with the program, let's ask God's blessing in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come again unto thee now in the beginning of this Sunday school program, and we thank thee that we can gather together and we can sing and speak of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We come unto thee, Father, for to whom else can we come? Thou who art God, thou art creator, and thou art sustainer of all things, and we are but creatures of the dust. But we thank thee that when we come to thee and pray, thou wilt hear us when we pray for Jesus' sake. It is that very same Lord Jesus Christ whose birth we remember now this morning in a special way. We pray that thou wilt give to these children and young people the ability to recall the songs that they've learned and the verses that they've learned, that they may speak them, that they may speak them with hearts filled with gratitude and thanksgiving to thee for that great gift of salvation. We pray that thou wilt be with all of thy people today, wherever they may be. We remember especially children of thine today who suffer persecution on account of a confession they make of thee. Give unto them a blessing on this the Lord's day as well. And we pray that thou wilt always look down upon us in mercy, remembering us as we stand before thee in the greatest need a man can have, and that need is of the forgiveness of our sins. And we pray that we have that assurance of that forgiveness in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name alone do we pray. Amen. One thing I forgot. There's a collection halfway through. This morning, that collection is for the Loveland School. These children all are privileged to go to a pretty large school with a lot of resources, a lot of advantages. We typically take a collection for one of the smaller schools, and this year it's for our school in Loveland, Colorado. That's what the collection will be for. That also will be combined with the collection that was taken during the Sunday school season and will be combined with this collection to send to Loveland.
Jesus Christ was born this day so many years before. He came as a servant to the lost, though he was the Lord of lords. We celebrate this joyous time reflecting on his birth. Not born in a mansion, bought a stable as if he had no wool. He came into it identified with the heart of man. He gave his sacrifice be by the perfect man. And that reconciles us back to our loving Father God, bringing hope and redemption from sin, truly night and wrath. For this is the only reason that we should celebrate this day. To become focused on anything else or take the meaning away. So what's wise with doing her sincere love? The meaning of Christmas will always be the birth of Jesus, God's Son.
Thank you. she bought for her firstborn son.
And wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Because there was no room for them in the inn.
And they were on the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them.
And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid.
And the angel said, "Fear not.
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David
a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
There shall be a sign unto you.
He shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host.
In that earth, peace, goodwill to men.
Thank you. such a pleasure come to you.
It's your turn now to do your parts as well as sing these gifts you learned.
Thank you.
This time we're going to present gifts to, first of all, the graduating class of the Sunday school. And then after we do that, the children from the basement will come up and we'll give the first graders their Bible. But the gift that is presented to the graduating class is this book here, Confessions and the Church Order of the Protestant Reformed Churches. Probably many of you have that in your possession already, but we're going to give this to these eighth grade students. It's a good book to begin their libraries with, and also can be a useful tool as they continue on in catechism, studying the Heidelberg Catechism and Essentials of Reformed Doctrine. I'll just read just a bit of the introduction preface, the four reasons why this book was published in 1995 by authorized by the Synod of our churches, and especially the last reason for the instruction of our youth. With especially this last purpose in mind, this book has been published. God has given us His Word as the chief source of all teaching and instruction, and that's what we're going to give to the first graders here shortly. But no confession can exhaust the knowledge of God as it is set forth in the Bible. But with the church of all ages, we treasure the confessions because they contain a systematized statement of the Bible's teachings. So that's what we're going to present to the young people this morning. And as I call your name, you come down and get your book. The first one is Lydia Dykstra. Amber Grease. Devin Heemstra. Aaron Van Baren, Katie Van Overloop, Haley Mulder, Dana Van Dyke. Okay, I guess you can play a song or two, and you guys can step back, and the children from the basement will come up. Hopefully the first graders will end up in the first front row. We had one student in the eighth grade who was not here this morning. He's been ill, Brett Feenstra, but he will also get a book. The first graders will get a Bible, and as I call your name, you come up and get it. First one is Seth Engelsma, but he is not here either this morning. He's ill. Anthony Grease. Logan Holstig. Max Holstig, Jonathan Kuiper, Morgan Kuiper, Zachary Van Baren, he's not here either, okay, Ben Vanderkolk, Natalie Van Bemmel, and Haley Boomers, neither of those are here as well. Who? Isaac Geerlings? I think we have a Bible for you, Isaac, somewhere. How'd I do that? Every year I do that. Sorry, Isaac. We will make sure that we have one for you. I'm going to double check that they're not in here. I don't want to. Here we go. We have one for you. There you go. All right. We'll finish with the last numbers. You can begin playing and they'll come up.
And every creature which is in heaven and under the earth.
And such as are in the sea and other in them heard I saying.
Thank you.
No, we're done.
Thanks, children and young people, for a nice program this morning. Marvelous. A great way to end our Sunday and Christmas morning. It was beautiful. The audience enjoyed it. I can tell you that on behalf of them. But more importantly, you know what? God was praised this morning by your voices, and that's marvelous. Mr. Hoffman, you stole all my thunder and gave all the appropriate thank yous. You forgot a couple people. Number one, yourself. Appreciate the work that you do as superintendent of the Sunday school. You do have a poor memory because you forgot one other person, and she's here more than you are. I was in my study, and she'd be here. What are you doing here? Well, doing some Sunday school stuff, and that's your wife. Behind the scenes doing work. So thanks to you and thanks to Mrs. Hoffman as well. Let's close the program with a word of prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, all praise and honor and glory belongs to thee and thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Father, for the gift of music and the ability that even our children and young children have to praise thee in the way of singing unto thee. We pray that thy name might have been glorified and Jesus Christ exalted through the words of the songs and verses this morning by these children and young people. Receive it as an expression of our love for thee and our thanks unto thee. Heavenly Father, we come before thee still in the consciousness of our sin, and we seek once again forgiveness of our sins and the work of thy Son who was born in the little town of Bethlehem and suffered all of his life long, culminating in the cross. For we know that in the cross we find our salvation full and free from thee. Dismiss us now with thy blessing and be with us in the remainder of this Lord's day. For Jesus' sake, amen.